here you go. Holy mother. This is the monolith from 2001.
And welcome back to the Ultimate Gilmore Girls Movie Night Podcast. I'm Philip.
I'm Courtney.
And today we are here to talk about 2001: A Space Odyssey. But before that, how are you doing?
I'm okay.
How's life?
It's currently stressful, but I'm okay.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
Reading anything exciting?
Yes. I'm reading, actually, I finished two audiobooks in the last, like, 3 days. I finally finished Spare by Prince Harry, and I've been listening to that since it came out in, like, January. I finally finished it.
Awesome.
And then after finishing that, I listened to Stassi Schroeder's second book, which was not as long as Spare, called Off With My Head, The Basic Bitch's Guide to Being Canceled, or something like that.
Okay.
And I am reading, like, physically reading a book called It Girl that my coworker gave me, and it's really good, and I'm about 80% of the way through that. And I started listening to Heather Gay from Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. I started listening to her memoir called Bad Mormon. And then I also started listening to a fiction book called...
All at the same time?
Well, I'm done with Spare, and I'm done with Stassi's book. I started listening to Bad Mormon, but then I decided there's this book that my coworker has been talking about a lot, and I knew that it just came out, and I probably wasn't going to get it from the library in a really long time, so I would listen to it, because she, several times this week, has been like, are you reading it yet? Are you reading it? She clearly wants to talk about it, so I started listening to it today, and that's called Whispers, and so far it's pretty good.
Awesome.
Yeah, I got a lot going on.
Wow, I am still reading the New York Mets book. I'm taking a very long time. I did stop reading that for a little bit to look at Paul McCartney released a book of pictures that he found in the archives from early 1964, the first few months of 1964, and it's called Eyes of the Storm. And it's there's also some articles to go with them, but a ton of pictures taken within like a 3 month span. And he's also been making the rounds interviewing about that book. So nice. I did look at that, but that didn't take very long because it was mostly pictures. It was a picture book.
That's fun. I like to break up my books sometimes with like graphic novels.
Yeah. I have a couple on deck. I have the Office Ladies book that I checked out from the library, and then a biography of Charles Barkley. But I have to get through the book about the Mets.
Do you think Charles Barkley will talk about the fact that I lived in a house with his couch?
It's not an autobiography. Oh. So he's not going to
say. Do you think that the author will talk about his couch?
No.
Darn.
The author doesn't care.
It was a really cool couch.
Did you know who Charles Barkley was at that time?
Yes, I knew who Charles Barkley was.
Oh, okay.
He's like a big name. He's not like a random basketball player. He's like a big name.
Okay, but you don't follow sports. I thought maybe.
I don't follow sports, but I know who Charles Barkley is.
Okay, do you know who Karl Malone is?
No.
He's about as big a name as Charles Barkley.
That's not true.
Yes, he is. Maybe not to the youngsters today on TNT, because he's now more known for being a sports analyst. But as a basketball player, Karl Malone was just as well known as Charles Barkley. Do you know Tim Duncan? I'm going to do a bunch of really well-known basketball
players. Why do I know the name Tim Duncan?
Because he's usually seen as the best power forward in
I do know that history. Name.
I don't know.
Regardless, I had his couch.
Do you know the name Hakeem Olajuwon?
Yes, I know Hakeem Olajuwon. Isn't he your favorite?
Yeah, I was hoping you'd know who he was. Huh?
Anyway, I lived in a house with Charles Barkley's couch, and it was awesome. It was giant.
Yeah. But that's when you lived in Philadelphia, right?
Yes.
And Barkley makes sense because Barkley lived, and he played for the Sixers.
We got it from, I think it was like one of my roommates' bosses had it and was like getting rid of it. But I don't remember how his boss got it. I don't know. I'm sure there was a big long story, but this was like another lifetime when I lived in Philadelphia with an emo band.
Okay.
For 2 months of my life.
I started a new job over the last couple months. So that's
true. That has been since we've had.
Yeah. I mean, not since we've done the last podcast. Oh. I've been there since the beginning of June.
That's true.
But that's going well. I mean, today a coworker did tell me that I didn't get a reference, and she asked me if I was too boomer for that reference. And I said, my parents are boomers. I'm a geriatric millennial.
You're not even a geriatric millennial,
yeah,
are you?
What, yeah. What age millennial is like 81. Geriatric is like 81 through 83 or 84. Like you, I don't know, maybe through 84.
I'm not.
I know. I said
don't
you,
even.
You barely missed
you
the cut.
You were trying.
You barely missed the cut.
Include me in that. I am not a geriatric millennial. I am right there in the middle. I am.
You're not right there in the middle.
We're right there in the middle.
I mean, it goes through like 96. Okay.
I'm right there in the middle.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we start watching.
Wait, hold on. What? Is this the same coworker who collects CDs?
No,
I feel
it's a different
like that
one.
Needs to be mentioned.
It's a different one.
They collect CDs. They don't listen to CDs. They don't like, I like these CDs in my car. They collect them.
Yes.
That's absurd. I don't even know how to handle that. I like can't compute that.
I don't know what to tell you. Sorry. So, I've been also watching, we've been watching Claim to Fame.
Yeah.
And that's a fun show. If you have not watched Claim to Fame on
that's
Hulu.
That's a really fun show.
It is a lot of fun. It's a bunch of people who are related in some way to a celebrity.
And I'm going to say it. I think Kevin might be the best of the Jonas Brothers band.
Because he's on the show?
I just think he's more fun.
He is fun.
I feel like Nick and Joe are both trying to take themselves very seriously. Listen, I'm a big Jonas Brothers fan, so I'm not going to say anything bad about any of them.
Sure.
But I do feel, gosh, yes. I was listening to them when you guys came home the other day.
Yes! I have no idea.
Anyway, I'm a big Jonas Brothers fan, and I think that Nick and Joe take themselves really seriously as musicians. To be fair, Nick's been on Broadway, and Joe like had another band for a while, so they like do more with music. But I feel like Kevin's like the, I got married and had a bunch of kids, and now, like, this is my life.
I'm now
like,
I'm going to host a show with my youngest brother.
Yeah. He's just like, whatever. I don't.
And Franklin.
I don't need
Franklin.
Franklin. He's Frankie. But I do think it's a little ridiculous that they're trying to start the show with, like, here's Kevin Jonas, the famous guy, and his lesser-known little brother. Everybody knows Frankie.
I'd never heard of him until the show.
Okay, if you ever watched the Jonas Brothers show, you know
Frankie. They had a show?
Oh my gosh. Yes, on Nickelodeon. Sheena Shea was on their show.
Who's that? When did they have a show? I thought they were just a band.
Oh my gosh, they had a show on Nickelodeon when they were younger. Sheena Shea.
Who's Sheena Shea?
Vanderpump Rules. I can't.
Sheena.
I can't with you.
Sheena, which one is she?
Sheena.
Oh, Sheena. Yeah. I know Sheena.
She's the pizza girl. In the Jonas Brothers show.
They had a show?
You knew about Camp Rock, right? You know Camp Rock?
I've heard of it. I have no idea what it is. Is Selena Gomez in that?
No, it's the other one. Demi Lovato.
Demi Lovato. Okay, I knew one of them was in that.
The other one.
Okay. Yeah. Jonas Brothers, that's their, like, movie?
Camp Rock is the movie they were in, yes. Okay. I think it was a Disney Channel original movie. Wait, so was Jonas Brothers the show on Nickelodeon or Disney? I can't remember.
I know what. What was the show called?
Like the Jonas Brothers or something. I don't know.
They had a show?
No, it was just called Jonas.
I had no idea they had a show.
I never watched the show, to be fair. I think I was a little too old when the show was on the air. But I did like their music. And I knew Frankie was on the show. And I also knew Sheena Shea was on the show.
Oh, so people know who he is.
People know Frankie.
I didn't know people know Frankie.
I know. That's why I thought it was so ridiculous in the intro when they were like, my celebrity brother and me, who nobody knows. Everybody knows Frankie Jonas.
They knew that people were probably watching it like me, but no idea who that is.
I mean, there are a lot of things that you don't know that most people know.
That's not true.
I won't say that Frankie Jonas is like common knowledge for everybody, but probably more people know Frankie Jonas than you think they do.
Okay. All I know is that...
And he's not Franklin. He's Frankie.
In the second season, he's Franklin.
Ridiculous.
Okay.
Also ridiculous that Kevin was like, well, I've been calling you Frankie since you were born, but sure, let's go with Franklin. It's dumb. Kevin should have put his foot down and been like, I'm calling you Frankie. I'm 10 years older than you.
I don't
is
think
that
he
how
cares.
Much you agree with him?
That's
true.
He's got to
be like, I got a couple kids at home. I don't care what I call you. Just show
but anyways, it is a good show.
It is a good show. I like it.
With fun relations.
And also, we've had songs from Zombies stuck in our head.
Yeah, the kids are watching Zombies and a little bit of Zombies too. I really like the music.
I did not mind listening
to it in the car.
I like Meg Donnelly because she was in American Housewife and I've always kind of liked her. Mm. And I like Milo.
Yeah.
Because he was really good in School Spirits.
He was really good.
Wasn't that the first thing I saw him in?
Mm-hmm. That's the first thing I saw him in.
Yeah. He was really good in that.
Yeah.
And so, he's good in Zombies and I like it.
That's us in a nutshell. Help, I'm in a nutshell. Okay. You okay?
What's that from?
I don't know. I just said that.
No, it's like a thing. It's like from something.
It might be. I have no idea.
I'm going to Google it.
Are you Googling? Hope I'm in a nutshell?
Yeah. Because it's from something. Someone
knows something. I think it is. I just don't know what it is.
You didn't, like, come up with it.
If I'm not saying I did. If anybody out there knows what Help I'm in a Nutshell is from, give us a call. Our number is Austin Powers. Oh, is it Austin Powers?
Yeah.
I've never seen it. I think I came up with it.
You've never seen Austin Powers?
No, I've seen all of them.
Oh.
The first one's not very good. The second one is really
good. The first one, maybe that's why you don't know.
Yeah, the second one is really good. Okay, so let's talk about 2001: A Space Odyssey. Ugh. What is your history with 2001: A Space Odyssey?
I watched it lots of years ago, and I have been trying to pretend that I didn't watch it since then.
Huh? Did you watch it for the blog?
Yeah, I did.
All right. Is this referenced anywhere else other than the one at the beginning of this?
I looked it up. I was totally prepared.
While we're waiting, I will sing us a song.
I think I can make fun of me for my TikTok obsession, yet you enjoy the things I show you.
Are we there yet?
No, we've watched a lot already, apparently. Oh, wait, I passed it. Wait, no, I didn't.
That was off key.
Where am I? Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, okay. Okay. What happens if this is going to be a quick one?
I'm sorry. Go.
Okay, so. Well, you heard at the beginning, season 1, episode 15, when Christopher says, "Holy mother, this is the monolith from 2001. And then in season 7, episode 9, Paris says, "Why not 2001? And Rory said, "It could be 2001, I guess." And Paris says, "Space Odyssey, that's a theme. People dress up like astronauts or apes."
Okay.
Because they're talking about a party that's 2001.
Now, I need to be honest with our million listeners. She's watched this whole movie a long time ago, and try to forget it. I watched approximately the first 35, 40 minutes, and we decided to just podcast off of that, because it was boring as hell. I'm going to go out and say it.
We DNF'd it.
Did not finish it. The first 25 minutes of the movie...
Listen, it's really bad.
The first 25 minutes of the movie...
Before you judge us.
The first 25...
really bad.
The first 25 minutes of the movie, there was absolutely zero talking. I was hoping, because it was the dawn...
Only 25 minutes? It felt like it was so much longer. It was the dawn
of men. So I was really just hoping maybe it would be like History of the World Part 1 by Mel Brooks. That kind of started out the same way. I mean, it was only like 2 minutes in that movie. But it kept on going. And then the talking started, and it didn't get much better. I wanted to like it. I wanted to.
You did.
Because Courtney does not like it. And I thought, I want to like it. I like it when we disagree.
But it's one of those artsy ones where, like, you know that if someone says they like this movie, they're probably lying.
Yes.
And they're probably trying to sound smart. Yes. Although I really like your dad. He said
yes, yeah. I texted my parents.
I don't think he's lying.
I texted my parents and my sister saying they were watching it and it's awful. And my dad said that he watched it as a kid and liked it.
Maybe as an adult.
Or likes it. I think he said he still likes it.
I don't know how many times.
So,
but I do trust your dad. I don't think he's lying. I think every other person except for Bob Boone who has watched this movie and said they liked it is lying. It's not good. Or they're high.
I'm going to go ahead. We're going to do today's podcast in an out-of-order type of way. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give my do my segment first. And then we're going to go into the background. And then we'll talk about the movie. Because I wanted to get first.
Okay.
So we're going to join with us. Why did they join? Nobody's joining us. Joining with us.
Yeah, we don't even have an animal in here with us.
Oh, man. Okay. Now we're going to talk about the 51st most famous segment, most popular segment, the segment that barely beat the 52nd segment.
You're making it sound
and
worse.
Barely lost to
the 50th just segment. Just barely got to 51.
Yeah, the 50th segment is who can impersonate Phyllis Diller. It barely lost to that one. It's I made it up.
Oh.
It's not really a segment. It's
Phyllis Diller.
Actress. Oh. Never mind. An old actress.
How old are you?
I don't know. I'm a boomer. I'm a too boomer for references, so what do I know?
Wait, hold on. I have a quick story, though. We've got to pause your segment for a second. I went to pick up our six-year-old daughter at daycare today, and a little kid on the playground came running up to the fence while I was getting her and said, "How old are you?" And I was like, "Me?" And he said, "Yeah." And I said, "37." There's this teacher at the school who's like this old guy, like late 50s, Mr. maybe Tim, early 60s, right? Mr. Tim, yeah. And he goes, "That's young." And I just shook my head and we left and it was sad. But young children shouldn't be asking adults how old they are.
I don't care.
We might be sensitive about it.
I'm not.
I feel very old.
I'm not.
Every time I move, I like grunt.
Like that? So anyways, like, the 51st most popular segment, right behind the Phyllis Diller.
It probably just lost points.
now it's the 61st.
5 degrees, 5 degrees or less of Gene Kelly.
Ann Gillis, who plays Poole's mother, who I usually say it whenever when we get to that part, but I don't think we actually got to her part in the movie when we were watching it. So.
Listen, I think this is a great precedent that we have set that we are allowed to stop bad movies.
Okay.
I think it's great.
Poole's mother, played by Ann Gillis, is in Janie Gets Married with Joan Leslie. Do you know who Joan Leslie is?
Never heard of that movie. Have no idea who Joan Leslie is.
Joan Leslie is in a movie you don't like that I love, Yankee Doodle Dandy.
Oh, okay.
She plays the person who marries Cohan.
Like his wife?
Mary, yeah.
Okay. Or the person who officiates it.
That was a weird way of saying his wife, wasn't it?
A little bit, yeah.
All right, so anyways. Ann Gillis is in Janie Gets Married with Joan Leslie. Joan Leslie is in Rhapsody in Blue with Oscar Levant. Oscar Levant is in An American in Paris with Gene Kelly.
Yay.
Yay. All right, so some background on this. This movie was not a financial success. MGM was planning to pull it back from theaters, but several theater owners persuaded them to keep showing the film. Many owners noticed increasing numbers of young adults starting to attend the film. They were especially enthusiastic about watching the Stargate sequence under the influence of psychedelic drugs. This helped the film to become a financial success. The reason this movie is considered a success is because of drugs and people who took them. So, my dad enjoyed it when he was a kid. I want to ask you, Bob, were you on drugs? You don't have to answer that right now. But as far as I can tell, those are the only people that... I know. That's well, obviously, I'm not asking him if as a kid he was on drugs.
I'm just saying I love Bob.
Okay. Oh, man. He's never going to give me his opinion on any movie ever again. At the premiere screening, 241 people walked out of the theater, including Rock Hudson, who said, "Will someone tell me what the hell this is about?"
Same, Rock Hudson.
Sir Arthur C. Clarke once said, "If you understand 2001 completely, we failed."
I can't.
We wanted to raise far more questions than we answered.
Why, though?
He later expressed some concern that the film was too hard to follow and explained things more fully in the novelization and subsequent sequels. There's no dialogue in the first 25 minutes of the movie, nor in the last 23 minutes. I would know that there wasn't any dialogue in the last 23 minutes if I'd ever seen it. But I have not.
Yeah.
With these two sections and other shorter ones with no talking, there are around 88 dialogue-free minutes in the movie. Now, the movie, Stanley Kubrick thought, needed to speed up because of pacing, because it was a little too slow. So Stanley Kubrick actually cut 19 minutes from the film. It was originally 158 minutes long. But he wanted to speed up the pacing. He didn't cut enough.
I'm actually just to interrupt you for a second, I am reading my original blog post about this movie that I did. Let's see, does this have the year on it? Or the date on it? Should have the date on it, right?
I have no idea.
Oh, May 23rd, 2010. Gosh, that was a really long time ago.
13 years.
The way that I used to do my blogs is I would do like bullet points mm-hmm. as I was watching the movie. So I wrote it as I was watching it. The last two things I wrote is, that's it, question mark, exclamation mark, question mark, exclamation mark. And then the last one was, what is this movie? Question mark, exclamation mark, question mark, exclamation mark. There's also an intermission, apparently. So, because one of my bullet points is intermission. But I also started the blog post with, my brother-in-law told me that this movie makes you feel a little bit like you're on drugs.
Well, there you go. That's why.
So apparently Jared has seen it as well.
Yeah. This was the last movie made about men on the moon before Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin actually walked there in real life. More than 50 years later, some conspiracy theorists insist that that is not a coincidence, claiming that all footage of Armstrong's voyage was a hoax film directed by Stanley Kubrick, using leftover scenes and props from the movie.
But then people wouldn't know what was happening if it was Stanley Kubrick, and we knew what was happening when he walked over there. Also, there was dialogue. One small step for man.
There's dialogue in this, too.
Barely.
There's more dialogue than one small step.
Yeah, but it happened quickly. It was as he was coming off of the spaceship.
I'm really glad that Armstrong didn't, you know, trip and say, oh, crap! Or something like that. That would have been really funny.
Maybe it was planned.
He said that before he
would fall.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so I'm going to read not a full-blown synopsis because I don't care.
This movie's so bad.
What?
This movie's so bad.
So it opens with a group of hominids? 4 million years ago, as they discover weaponry in the form of a bone, and through this new tool seem to discover competition and violence. In these early sequences, a monolith appears, an ominous large structure which confounds the hominids, appearing almost to signal the next step of evolution.
Okay, hold on. I have to tell you one of the things I said about all of the dawn of man parts.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just going to tell you one thing. I wrote, how can it be the dawn of man if there are already human bones on the ground? Some men are already dead. That's not dawning. It was really smart 13 years ago.
Really smart 13 years ago. Good for you.
I also said, I'm losing interest in all the monkeys. And then I said, I don't feel like I'm on drugs, but I feel like maybe I should be.
I want real monkeys. Those weren't real monkeys.
They looked so bad, too.
I mean, it was 1968.
I know, but they were like kneeling. Like, yes. Monkeys don't kneel. That was the first thing I noticed, was like, those are not real monkeys because they're kneeling. Mm-hmm. That would be a really quick thing to fix. Like, hey, guys pretending to be monkeys, don't kneel because it makes you look like you're not monkeys.
Yeah. After this opening with the hominids, the film jumps forward in time to a group of astronauts who are sent to investigate a monolith that has been found in space. The computer system, HAL, guiding the spaceship, turns against the astronauts. HAL is successful at killing off most of the team. We did not get to this part. But astronaut Dr. David Bowman survives and disconnects HAL to take control of the ship from the AI. The reappearing monolith represents yet another stage in evolution as artificial intelligence questions what is best for mankind and realizes that the best tactic for success is simply to wipe out the human component of the mission. Once Dr. Bowman takes solitary control over the spaceship, after unplugging HAL, he discovers another monolith in space. Before he can investigate it, he gets pulled into a galactic tunnel, which leads to a dizzying lengthy scene of refracted light and special effects that feel ahead of their time. At the end of this journey, Bowman appears in an ornate bedroom as he rapidly ages with each cut, turning Bowman from a young man to an old man on his deathbed. Eventually, when he seems close to dying, another monolith appears at the end of his bed. When he tries to touch it, his body turns into a fetus, and switching back to space, we see the giant fetus floating next to Earth.
Yeah, my other two lines that finished, or bullet points that finish it, were, so he just keeps seeing himself get older and older. What? And then, and now he's a fetus. Mm-hmm.
My father said, it's about how we evolve over time and the search for who we are as humans. It also has special significance with the current debate over artificial intelligence.
I am a little bit scared.
So in a way, it's timeless and has some relevance to our discussions covering today's technologies. Smiley face at the end.
I am scared of current artificial intelligence.
And I think it's fascinating.
Artificial intelligence?
Yeah. I think it's fascinating because it can make Frank Sinatra sing like rap songs. And that's fascinating. That's funny to me.
I like how Pod Save America uses it to make Joe Biden say funny things. He talked about someone using cocaine on one of the ones they did recently. That's really funny.
But
also, my boss asks AI anything that he doesn't have the answer to, and then he sends us the results. That's my favorite thing.
Which, I understand what they're saying, well, like my dad's saying about how we evolve over time in the search for who we are as humans. I think it could be done in a more interesting way.
I agree.
And I think...
Because as you were talking, I thought, oh, that does sound kind
that of sounds interesting.
But it wasn't.
But no. Like, I just don't care.
You missed the mark.
Kubrick. I mean, he also kind of sucks as a human. But...
Oh, that's right.
At least during The Shining. We talked about it. But this is just... It's just not a good movie.
Yeah, no. Mm-mm.
So boring.
I ended my blog post with... Though I have no intention of ever watching this movie again.
You almost did watch the whole thing again. But I stopped.
I had no intention.
So,
Watch it all the way through.
On a scale of 1 to 10, are you ever going to watch it again?
No.
1 or 10?
I don't know how to... That scale doesn't make sense. But no, I'm never going to watch it again.
What's the percentage that you'll watch it again?
0%.
What if I really want to watch it?
Then enjoy it.
In case you're wondering, it's on Max.
Yeah, that one was free.
So that's nice.
Maybe we would have watched it all the way through if we'd had to pay for it.
I think it could have been way more interesting than it was. And I wanted to like it. I'm mad that I didn't. But I also wasn't on drugs. And apparently you have to be on drugs to enjoy it.
Or be Bob Boone.
He did.
Those are two ways you can enjoy the movie.
He didn't know that he'd be mentioned so much in this podcast.
I don't want him to think we're making fun of him because I love him so much. I just want him to know that. Except this, we don't know for sure that he listens to podcasts. We just know your mom does.
Yes. Well, my mom was listening to like a bunch of them in a row, but it was while my dad was driving.
Yeah, but your mom was like live tweeting her responses to podcasts in text messages to us.
Yes. But it was while my dad was driving, so he was definitely listening. I don't know if other times.
I mean, he's got stuff going on.
Or he was just ignoring us.
Listen, we need to tell our listeners this funny Bob story.
Okay.
You should know that Bob is like the most chill human ever. Does not get riled up ever, really. And is just very low-key and mellow. And Philip and I decided with our second kid that we were going to find out the sex of our baby. As opposed to our first kid where we did not find out. And his dad knew because he told his dad, but his mom did not know because we did not tell her. We just told it, or Philip just told his dad because you guys were like at camp or something and you were together.
Yeah, I think it was.
When his mom found out that we were going to find out the sex of our second baby and then found out that her husband knew and didn't tell her, she was very upset. And her husband said, "I've got stuff going on." It is like very chill, mellow Bob way. And it was one of the funniest things I've ever seen your dad do. He didn't care.
He had stuff going on.
Whatever. He already at that point had one of each in terms of grandkids. He had a boy. He had a grandson and two granddaughters.
Yeah.
He didn't care.
Yeah.
He had stuff going on. Yeah.
I don't really think my mom was that upset, though.
No,
I don't think she was actually.
I don't know.
I
don't think she was actually
upset.
She did show upset. Being upset, but I don't think she was actually to her heart upset about it. But it was really funny.
It was funny.
And we often quote Bob.
I got stuff going on. All right, so that was 2001: A Space Odyssey. Oh. We were very in depth, I believe. Talked quite a bit about the movie.
No.
It's our.
But you know what we didn't talk about?
What?
Scandoval.
Oh, is it not over?
It's over. But Ariana is potentially going to be on Dancing with the Stars.
Not potentially.
I'm still scared to say that she's.
They announced it.
I don't want to jinx it. I really want her to be on the show.
Jinxes don't exist.
I just don't
know Jesus. Jesus don't exist.
Okay, Ariana's going to be on Dance with the Stars. Okay, it's still happening. Okay.
I'm sad that Sandoval isn't, because I think that would
F Sandoval, be
perfect.
Man.
Perfect for
he's,
them.
He's or Raquel. Filming another show right now.
Oh, is he?
Some Fox show.
What show?
fittest or strongest? What is it? Hold on.
Oh, Schwartz is also in that one show. What show is he in, though?
He's about space? He got voted off.
Oh, they've already started.
Oh, yeah, it's been on. People talk about it all the time.
I watched that. I forgot about that show.
Fox show. What the heck show is it? People have been talking about this. He's out filming it. Oh, Special Forces. It's a Fox show called Special Forces. It's like a military training series. So put him on that show and get him beat up and whatever. Mm-hmm. I was listening to somebody's publicist. Oh, it was on Jackson Brittany's podcast, which was kind of embarrassing. I was listening to Jackson Brittany's podcast, and Brittany was talking to her publicist, and she was saying, like, what would you do if you were Tom Sandoval's publicist? And she was like, I would tell him to, like, lay low, because he never did that. Mm-hmm. And she said, and I can tell you that he might have a publicist, but he's not listening to them, because there's no publicist in the world that would tell him, go on tour with your band. Post an apology to your business partner instead of the girl you cheated on. Yeah, like, no. And the publicist kept saying, she was like, listen, people blame publicists a lot, but there's really only so much we can do. If you don't listen to us,
I remember when he kept doing stuff after that. And I remember that I kept saying, he needs to just stop and shut up.
I know, he does. Everyone else on Vanderpump Rules is getting all of this media attention and money and endorsements and all kinds of things. And, like, they should, because they didn't do anything wrong in this scenario. They are not great people. They all have checkered pasts. But in this situation, they didn't do anything wrong in the scandal. But he did. And he's still out there trying to, like, get money and, like, tour and do all this stuff. Like, people are going to his shows to make fun of him, which I wish people would stop doing, because they'd stop giving him money. Stop. Anyway, there's nothing going on with the scandal, but Ariana is still killing it and doing everything.
Would you have liked 2001 A Space Odyssey more if it involved the scandal?
Hell yes.
I will watch
anything about the scandal at this point.
Okay, if you want Courtney's money, include the scandal.
I'm telling you. Well, because they loaded us up with all the scandal stuff for months, and then it was like the reunion ended and it was over. And now it's like withdrawals. But
it's like a drug.
I will plug Kristen Doty's podcast called Sex and Love and What Else Matters. I think it's what it's called. And she and her boyfriend are currently rewatching the series from the beginning, and it's amazing.
Is it?
It's amazing. Her boyfriend has never watched it, and she was a nightmare at the beginning of the series, so it's really fun. Sure. And I think they're gonna bring on original cast members to talk about it, so I'm really excited.
I'm not gonna listen.
You don't have to.
That's like the one podcast I'm not listening to.
You don't have to listen to. I think that any of the Vanderpump Rules cast's podcasts that I listen to, you will not listen to. Okay. I listen to Sheena, Jackson Brittany, Kristen. I don't listen to Katie's.
Okay.
Because it's called You're Gonna Love Me, and I just don't love her. I don't dislike her as much as I used to, but I also just don't really care about her. Raquel, though, she's laying low. She's doing smart.
She should.
She's done a few things that you're like, ah, but she's not nearly as bad as he is.
Well, that's, there needs to be a segment, music, like some type of music for the scandal. Being to come up with that, because that's your segment.
I mean, does it need to be a segment, or can we just...
I like segments.
Can the scandal not just be a casual, normal part of conversation? I feel like it comes scandal up in my life
is never a casual.
I feel like it comes up in my life regularly.
And the fact that I know so much about the scandal kind of makes me sad.
You loved it.
And here we are.
You loved it.
Okay, so...
Are you going to watch next season with me? They've started filming.
Have they?
Yeah.
So he's in another show and that show?
I don't know if he's... Well,
did everyone sign on for the next season? Like, is everyone back?
Everyone but Raquel. I think everyone signed contracts except for Raquel. And that is not... They're not sure if Bravo chose not to bring her on, or if... Like, her family's trying really hard to get her out of L.A.
I understand.
Yeah. But Sandoval, there was just a sighting of Sandoval and Schwartz filming. I think a storyline is going to be Sandoval and Schwartz's friendship ending.
You think so?
Yeah. Because Schwartz has basically said, like, I'm over it. But then some reporter that Sandoval probably called asked him, like, so we saw that Schwartz said that he was done talking to you. And he was like, no. He said he was done with the scandal. not Sandoval. And he got like really defensive and mean about it. But like, I listened to the podcast where he said it, and Schwartz definitely said he's like taking a break from the relationship. So it's going to be a storyline.
Well, the movie, 2001.
Oh, yeah, that.
Who would like this movie?
Nobody. Bob.
Gosh. No, in the Gilmore Girls universe.
Nobody.
Jess would.
Jess would not like this movie.
Because I feel like he thinks he's smarter than everybody else.
No, but Jess actually is smarter. And when you're a person who is actually smarter than other people, you don't make up lies like that. You would be like,
Jess 100% would.
No.
Crappy movie for a crappy character.
Gosh, you said
my apologies to Erica and anybody else who loves Jess. And all my coworkers who love Jess. Because we have had that conversation. Just sucks. I don't understand how people like him. He's a horrible character. Okay, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have gone on that rampage.
Yeah, well.
On that tangent.
I don't think anyone would like this movie.
All right. Out of how many cups of coffee? Out of 10 cups of coffee, what do you give it?
0.
Okay. I give it an 8. Just kidding.
Stop it.
I'll give it a 0 too. It was stupid.
Stupid. I'm excited to see what movie we next.
Hate.
DNF.
Okay, the next movie we're going to be watching is Citizen Kane.
Yay!
I know you like that movie, so I was waiting for you to say something.
Yeah, I do like them. But I was just thinking about, on my blog, I was looking at my list of movies, and on my list, I put that You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown is my next one. But I think they're referencing the play, so we don't have to watch it.
Is that a movie?
It's like a cartoon of the musical.
Of the musical? Is there a cartoon of the musical?
Yes, there is.
I had no idea. I know it's a musical.
I watched it for my vlog.
All right. There you go.
So we have to watch it. So we'll do.
Citizen Kane. Watch that. And we will actually watch that movie. So
I like it.
We will talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye.